It is the stuff of childhood stories. Finding buried treasure. For one man, that is now a reality. On December 7th, the family of a man who buried a treasure in the southwest part of the United States confirmed the identity of its finder. On a website made for the treasure hunt, Shiloh Forrest Old wrote that Jonathan Jack Stoof found the treasure worth more than $1 million. "We wish Jack the best of luck," Old wrote, "and we hope that the searching community will treat him with the respect that he deserves." Shiloh Forrest Old is a grandson of Forrest Fenn, the man who buried the treasure. Also on December 7th, the website Outside Magazine also published an article confirming Stoof as the finder. Stoof is a 32-year-old medical student from the state of Michigan who found the treasure back in June. However, at that time, his name was not made public. On June 6th, Forrest Fenn announced that his treasure had been found, but did not say who found it or where. Finally, in July, he confirmed that the treasure was found in Wyoming. This is the only detail that is publicly known about its location. In the beginning, Jack Stoof did not want his name to be known. In September, he wrote an article for the website Medium. He described finding the treasure, but not how or where. And he did not give his name. Then, in another more recent article published in December on Medium, he explained why. He wrote that he did not want his family to suffer the same as the Fenn family has, with such things as death threats and home invasions. So why bury a treasure? Forrest Fenn was a retired art and antique salesman. He was also an honored U.S. Air Force fighter pilot during the Vietnam War. As VOA reported last year, in 1988, doctors found cancer in Fenn's body and told him he only had about 6 months to live. So he decided to have fun with some of his money. He put pieces of gold, jewels, and other valuables in a metal box and planned to leave it for others to enjoy after he was gone. But Fenn beat the cancer. In 2010, he decided to hide the box. "I wanted to give people hope and something to look forward to," he said. "Maybe there is a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow, if you go out and look for it." He wanted it to be a good traditional treasure hunt, so he left clues to the location of the treasure in a poem he wrote in his book titled The Thrill of the Chase. The poem included a map of the Rocky Mountains and the general area where the treasure was hidden. At the time, Fenn said he hid the treasure in the Rocky Mountains, in either Colorado, Montana, New Mexico, or Wyoming. The poem inspired many people to go treasure hunting, and sometimes this led to some dangerous situations. In fact, at least 4 people died searching for the treasure, and many others needed to be rescued. The Rocky Mountain backcountry can be very dangerous. However, Fenn said repeatedly that the treasure was not in a dangerous or especially hard-to-reach place. In his September Medium article, Jack Stoof describes finally meeting Fenn after finding the treasure. He brought it for the two to enjoy together. Fenn died in September at age 90, without ever identifying the finder. I'm Anna Mateo.